So then you knew you had to work.
That's correct. And I went to this little Baptist church. It was at 51st and Lewis. There used to be a store, and then the Baptist church, they put a squib in the paper.
And here's this young man who came
Irishman came over and was looking for work. Chetty Martin, which was the general manager of Southern Hills Country Club, seen the little ad, and he called me and wanted to know if I'd come and talk to him. And I did. And that lasted for 55 years. And, oh, sure, we had a wonderful time.
So then you started there, obviously, then as a painter at Southern
Hills.
That's correct. Right. But that didn't last forever. You painted for how many months?
Oh, I'd say 5 or 6 months.
Then what happened?
There was a man in the pro shop called Bill Wotherspoon. He asked me if I'd like to come and work for him in the pro shop. I said, yes, I'd love to. He says, put on your good clothes tomorrow and come and we'll talk. He took me into the pro shop and showed me all around. The person he had working in the pro shop, Holloway, he wanted to retire, so they hired me.
Any idea why?
Bill was from Monifieth, Scotland.
Okay.
We were close together.
He had an affinity for you.
Yes.
Then.
Here's an Irishman coming over and almost blood brothers. He liked me and I liked him. And we got along wonderful together.
So you'd been talking before he asked you this question, and
yes.
You kind of knew that. Had you ever played golf in your life?
No. So, I never had a golf club in my hand.
So you didn't know anything
about
golf?
No, I did not know the first thing.
All right. So when he brings you into the clubhouse, what are you doing right away?
Well, in the clubhouse, people come in and point out the shirts and get to know the mediums and larges and extra larges and learn how to fold them, this kind of stuff, and a little bit of dusting and cleaning.
Eventually, you became the general manager of the golf shop.
Yes.
How long did you work there before you got that job?
A couple of years.
Okay.
Two or three years.
So were you enjoying the golf shop?
I loved it. Well, golf balls. I did not know what golf balls were. The only time we ever got a golf ball, we'd cut it open and get the elastic thing out. And at school, we had fired paper balls out. That's the only time we used it.
I did that, too. And then you get down to the heart of the golf ball.
Yes, and there was a wee ball in there.
Right. And then you opened that up, and there was a white substance in that.
That was a poison. They always said that's poison.
Right.
But I didn't know what it was.
Right. I did the same. All right. Wasn't there somebody who came to the clubhouse for the mail every day?
Yes. This lady, her father run the riding stables where the polo ponies and all were. Her father was manager of that. She used to come up and get the mail every day. After she left a couple of times, I went in and asked the lady that was the secretary who she was. She was coming out and getting the mail for her father down at the riding stables where she lived. So I used to wait and I'd be either sweeping so I could get to talk to her.
And her name?
Daphne Best, right. D-A-P-H-N-E, Best. She was always businesslike, and I was always trying to talk to her so I could maybe have a date. And I can remember so well. Oh, I finally talked her into having a date, and then I had to run after her in her car and ask her, could she drive because I did not have a car? And she says, well, this is my father's car. She lived with her father and mother. We used to go down to Brookside at Skaggs. I think there was a Skaggs store there, 36th and Peoria. We used to go there and get a limeade, and that was a big treat.
So she drove?
She was doing the driving, yes.
When did you start driving and get your driver's license?
2 or 3 years later, because I can remember I bought my first car. And it was an old one. And just enjoying it, when Uncle Sam sent me a letter telling me my friends and neighbors wanted me in the American Army. Oh, I was here about 2 or 3 years, and I got my citizenship.
That had to make you feel good.
Oh, I was proud as a peacock. I was proud to get my American citizenship. Got my citizenship, and then as soon as I got my citizenship, Uncle Sam said your friends and neighbors want you in the army.
Right.
So I went into the army